Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Okay, very big one. Let's get into it, Flan.
Yes,
you
mate.
Are launching your campaign to win the best chicken at the Madrabah show.
Yeah,
and this dream of yours. It's quite epic, and we'll have all that coming up.
Is there a pre-show that we can kind of, because the Madrabah is a very big show here.
Yeah, it is.
Is there
a warm-up event?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
You know what I mean? Like, rather than going straight to the big dogs, is there like a little show that you can warm up and just get used
to
and win?
Yeah, I'll make some inquiries. Look, what I do notice about the other chickens is that they don't do anything. They just sit in their cages.
Oh, you're going to dance.
I'm going to try and teach my chicken to do dressage.
Okay, well.
Really?
The launch
chicken
of
chicken dressage.
This campaign of yours, we have that launch coming up in this podcast.
None of which is approved, by the way, Al.
That's
it's all just my dream.
That's just you. That's fine. The reunited stories that we heard with Molly and Peggy, the magpie and the dog. They were just beautiful stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Molly was taken away from the family. 45 days.
45 days?
Yeah. I didn't realise it was that long. Anyway, they finally got Molly the magpie back, reunited. And, yeah, we heard some beautiful reunion stories from our Triple M Gold family.
It's a classic government department story, isn't it, when you take an animal that lives in the wild but chooses occasionally to live with a family. Mm. Oh, no, take that away and put it in a prison.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, what they could have done to restore this at the CSO, was it the Department of Science, Innovation and Energy?
Department of Environment, Science and Innovation. Yeah. Yes, DESI.
And all they had to do to fix this was open the window.
Yeah.
Spider, your spray, you're sticking up for this little guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a ripper too, Spider.
Oh, we're just sick of being on hold. When you're on hold, they tell you to leave a message and they'll ring you back when they never, ever, ever do.
And we've got people that rang us off the back of your spray and kind of went in a direction we weren't really sure. And hire a spider as you continue to do other people's jobs. Gee, you're putting yourself out there. The one today is an absolute ripper. We love this. And you got some incredible feedback from the one you did yesterday. All to come in this, the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Flan.
Yes, now, mate.
There's a lot that's involved in, I mean, you know, just off the back of Molly the Magpie and, you know, Department of Environment, Science and Innovation taking that magpie off that family.
Well, great department. Yeah.
I guess my question is, and I don't want you to be offended by this.
No, I won't be.
But what makes you think that you're qualified to raise a chicken? And, you know, not only raise a chicken, but raise an award-winning chicken. You want to take this prize out.
I really do.
At the Madrabah show. What experience have you got in chicken rearing?
Other than picking up one in a bag from Woolies, none. But I do have friends who have a farm.
Yeah.
And when I went down there for their wedding, I was able to move in and mingle amongst the chickens.
Wouldn't it be funny if people were walking around the Madrabah show?
Yes.
And they walk into the chicken hut and they walk past your chicken and all you got hanging there is two legs with 10 herbs and spices on it.
I love the idea.
And this song's playing.
Like chickens.
No, but there is just something about chickens I love.
Yep.
And I want them to eat all the rubbish around my yard so I don't have to line trim it.
Can you?
I couldn't get hire a spider to come out, so I want to get a chalk.
We're going to learn what kind of chalk. Now, do you bring it from, do you buy it already done? Do you get it, do you start it from scratch? You know, where do you start this chicken? Where do you get it from? Is like a racehorse, do you have to go to certain breeding for the backstory?
Yeah. To impregnate.
Or do you do it yourself? You impregnate them like.
Hang on. We know.
It's artificial insemination.
That's right.
Oh, right, okay.
But we would have to get a small, we'll get a turkey baster, but we'd have to get a smaller one because it's a chicken baster.
A chicken baster.
I think, I'm guessing now, at the size of chicken apertures.
Mm.
But what I really do want to do is love the chicken. And I want to build his chicken shed, which I destroyed by reversing into my sunshade.
This chat's not improving.
Flan, love your chicken.
Oh, since you.
Love your chicken.
Yeah.
No, you want to love your chicken and
you
rear it? Yeah.
I will rear it. I will love it. We will name it. I will train it. I will literally try and train it to do dressage.
Now, what
How
kind
are you
of
train it?
I'm going to read all about dressage and I'm going to try it with a chicken.
That's
what I'm doing.
And you're supposed to, put food, probably like the tigers.
Oh, they'll have to have food. Yeah.
What kind of chicken do you know?
Yeah.
Because there's, I'd say there'd
I've
be
read
hundreds.
About it. I've read about it. There's quite a few different categories.
Yep.
And I'm thinking a bantam.
Mm-hmm. They're little, aren't they?
I think they are little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think. So you haven't really read that much.
No, I have. I haven't read about... All right. I've read about the types of chickens. I know it's $2 to go in the competition.
Yeah.
I know that the first prize is $100.
Really?
So there's $98 worth of margin.
Yeah, no, we'll pass the hat around to get the $2.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking right now if there is a company out there who sponsors Triple M and you would like to sponsor the People's Chicken, it's only going to cost you $2 and your name goes on the cape.
So Bantam Chicken, what is it just called, a Bantam Chicken?
No, there's two types of Bantams. There's a soft feather and a hard feather.
Oh, you want the hard feather, don't you?
Yes, I do.
See, that to me sounds like a frozen chook.
Does it?
Because the feathers are hard. Hard feather Bantam. Here you go. I'm Googling it. Let's have a look at the image. Oh, yeah. Well, that looks like your classic chook.
Describe it to us.
Well, there's all different. There's the Asian hard feather. There's the Old English game, the Malta fancy poultry hard feather chickens. They're all very different.
See, which one we go for will determine the name, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you went, you're British. Now, Al is of British heritage, wouldn't you say?
I was born in London, yes.
So if you would choose, if it is indeed a British bantam that we go for, it's obvious, what would be your great English name you would go for?
Penelope.
Done. Yep.
I love that, Penelope.
Very good choice. That was immediate too.
It was, absolutely.
Lady Penelope.
Off the Thunderbirds of Lady Penelope. That's exactly right. Add the lady if you like, Flynn. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Who was the man who always adored Lady Penelope?
He had no chance.
Brains.
He was driving.
Oh, no.
He was driving.
Had a massive nose on him.
Massive nose.
Parker.
There you go.
Do you know how many types of chickens there are?
Well, there was a whole page on the Mudribar Show category list.
Mm.
There was 20 or so, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know in total.
There's over 500.
No.
Types of chicken.
We should have done that on That'll Do.
Let's do it tomorrow. So if you're hearing this podcast, you've got a bit of a heads up.
Oh,
yeah,
sure. Okay,
well, we know the answer,
nice work,
so we can't lose.
Yeah, we both know the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It doesn't work.
Did you know that when you enter your chicken in the Mudribar Show, if it lays any eggs during the show, those eggs become the property of the Mudribar Agricultural Show.
Yeah.
They cook them and sell
them. That's a good score for them. What about the Asian hard feather chicken?
Done.
I quite like the look of that.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you can get them over here.
Well, if we have an Asian chicken, what will we call it?
Oh, that's easy.
What?
Miss Chow.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Chow.
Yeah. Miss Chow.
Mr. Chow was in The Hangover.
He was indeed.
All right.
But he wasn't a chicken.
Oh,
Miss Chow.
I've got the perfect
Miss
name.
Miss Chow Min.
Miss Chow Min.
Double barrel. I like it.
We had enough chicken chat.
Chicken chat done. So here it is, the podcast with Ali and Spider and soon to be the champion chicken raiser, Flan.
It's fancier.
Fancier.
I'm going to be calling it
Flancier.
Got a bucket list item for you. I have always wanted to enter a chicken in the Mudribar Show.
Oh, what?
And I'm going to do it.
This is amazing.
I am going to go.
Is this
from
what
scratch.
You've been trying to hide? Like, you've been jumping around all morning.
Yes.
You've been saying you've got some big information for us all day yesterday.
Yep.
You texted us all last night.
Yep.
Is this about this?
Yes, it is. It's about me entering a chicken.
Have you
the Mudribar Show.
Best
Have
in show.
Have you acquired this chicken yet?
No. The whole process has to begin, and my dreams are laid out in this piece for you. I'm calling this my launch piece.
What are you? So hang on. So you want
your dreams are laid out. We see what you did.
So you want to put a chicken. What kind of chicken? Yeah. Well, there's different types of chickens.
Hardtail bantam.
A hardtail bantam. That's what you want.
Oh, hard feathered bantam.
Do you know anything about chickens?
Not a thing. No. I know how they taste, and that's it. But I want to nurture one. And here is the journey.
This epic journey begins humbly with the search for the Gold Coast's ugliest chicken, the People's Chicken, no less. Together, we will name the chicken, and on competition day, the People's Chicken will first have a ticker tape parade through Broadbeach Mall in the only vehicle worthy. The Aqueduct. The ticker tape parade in the glorious Aqueduct is a send-off for the People's Chicken's journey to Firth Park, Mudribar, where they'll be greeted by Mudribar redback legend Ben Hannett from the Dead Set Legends on Triple M Gold. There, tens of people will wish the People's Chicken good luck.
Good luck.
And farewell the aqueduct, which then whisks the People's Chicken to Mudribar Showgrounds for the competition proper. people's chicken, a bantam, enters the showgrounds like a prize fighter. Like a boxing entourage, we will wear shiny, uncool bathrobes with the people's chicken written on the back in indelible Techstar. The people's chicken will walk in surrounded by her entourage, and the people's chicken will wear a tiny cape that says People's Chicken.
Yes!
In accordance with the prophecy.
Oh yeah.
With oh yeah.
Prophecy.
Here's my promise. It'll be fed beautifully for the rest of its life. And just prior to the Mudrabar show, I will send the people's chicken to a Swiss finishing school. I will take it to perform chicken dressage that will win the Mudrabar show ribbon. And chicken dressage will one day become an Olympic sport.
Can I
chicken
ask?
Chicken dressage.
When
I
is the Mudrabar show?
I have no idea.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
I don't think an animal story has captured the nation and the world in a long time like the story of our very own Gold Coasters, Molly the Magpie and Peggy the Staffy. The family adopted the magpie in 2020 after it fell from its nest, and they've been caring for it ever since. And then 45 days ago, the Department of...
45?
Yeah, I know. I didn't think it was that long ago.
It's a month and a half, Ellie.
It's gone quick. The Department of Environment, Science and Innovation, they made them, I guess, relinquish Molly the Magpie, take the bird away. But after 45 days, they've finally got Molly the Magpie back home. It's so beautiful. They've got permits and, yeah. But it made me think, you know, like what a beautiful reunion story.
Yeah.
I would love to know, Triple M Gold family, when have you been reunited, maybe also with an animal that went missing, or maybe a friend, an old friend? I'd love to hear some more of those reunion stories.
We went through that when Facebook all that started. You're able to reconnect with people from your childhood that you might have normally wouldn't have been able to. It would have been too difficult, you know, flicking through a phone book. But have it ever happened to you, Flan?
Yeah. It wasn't social media, though. I was literally walking out of a restaurant in West End in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been there for lunch. And I came out the door, and as I walked out, I just clashed with a person walking along the street, and it turned out to be my mate from school.
Aww.
And we sat next to one another during physics, and oh my God, we talked a lot. It was boring. But he's an actor, and then he said, come over for dinner that night. He was visiting in a play, and I went over there, and he had a friend there, and that friend and I kind of got together, and we were together for 8 years.
So
bumping into an old mate, changed the course of my life, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Well, for me, it's also the one that comes to mind for me. I grew up in the Mormon church, as you know.
Yeah.
And so when I was a teenager, I had a friend. I lived in Brizzy, and I had a friend that lived on the north side of town. You know, things were so much harder to get together back in those days.
It was really, really hard.
So we were really close friends, but then I ended up having my two kids young, and I was on a different path to most of the other girls my age. And so we lost contact for a good, 15 years. And then it turned out that she was a friend of my husband at the time, Steve, of his cousin.
No way.
Oh, so we reconnected at this big family lunch one day.
Oh, my God, what a day that would have been.
It was, and we're obviously still in contact now, so it's so much easier with Facebook. But, yes,
love it.
When have you been reunited with a friend or an animal? Donna from the Tweed.
Oh, well, it's a long time ago. It was almost 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen my biological father since I was six, and just walking to the bank, big job, doing the banking for the first time, making sure I had everything right. And as I sensed somebody walking near me, I looked up and, it was my biological father, and we just knew each other immediately. Oh. And, it was quite special.
Did you just immediately embrace, or what did you do?
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that was.
He just looked at me and just said to me, hi, how are you? And I just said, I'm really good. What about you? We just instantly knew.
Donna, how did you instantly know?
I don't know. I honestly don't know whether it's just a blood thing or what, but it was just
a bit of magic.
It was quite unique.
Were you trying to find each other?
No. I was blessed that I had an amazing stepdad from, a very young age. But, it was quite a bitter break up with my mom and my father. So, we had no... It was actually...
It's a common thing, wasn't it, back then? That's awful. Oh, did you hug when you... Did you embrace?
Look, no, we didn't. It was just... It was... I don't know. I think we were both a little bit in shock. Yeah. But it was just like you could... I don't know, you could feel like a real warmth there. Yeah. It was just a really, like a real definite Donna. Connection.
It may have sounded a bit like this.
Yes. Oh. Did you keep in... I just wanted...
Keep in touch,
did you keep in touch?
Yeah. I went home and told my mum about it, and I did say that, you know, I was I had planned on keeping in contact with him and looking for him, trying to find him, and it didn't go down overly well. And back then you were probably, you know, you did as you were told in those times. I learnt that he had got a really bad flu at the time, and he passed away 6 months after.
No.
At least you did get
a chance to meet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good morning.
I'm just glad he didn't rob her.
Good morning, Andy and Bean Lee.
Good morning. How are you going?
Really great, thank you. What's your reunion story?
In the early 80s, I came over from New Zealand, and my best mate had come over 12 months before, and I didn't have a clue where to find them, how to contact them or anything. And I was on the north side. Going to the south side was like going to a different time zone. And I was running late. I'm riding down Ipswich Road, I think it was.
Yep.
And I saw this guy walking across the road, standing in the middle of the island with a handful of videos, and it was my best mate from New Zealand, and we've been best mates since, you know. Unreal, eh? I nearly fell off my Harley.
That's gorgeous.
I reckon we can come up with a prize for you if you can remember what the videos were.
We can't talk of that on the air.
I thought so.
Kiwi love.
Spiders.
You think with technology these days, you're able to be contactable anywhere you go, you know, and people whinge and argue about that. But I'm having a crack at some of these big companies at the moment and, you know, some of the phone companies, some of the airlines, all those who, for some reason, can never answer their phone.
Unbelievable.
It is ridiculous. And then you're on hold and it's going... look, if you don't want to hold and we can save you time, please just press the star button, leave your number and we'll call you back. So I did that and I thought, you little ripper, I'll do that. And that was last Monday at 1 p.m.
Oh, no.
5 p.m. still, I hadn't heard back. And Tuesday, nothing. So Wednesday, I had to call them back and again leave a message for them about them not giving me a call back. And then so I waited around all Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm not going to bore you with it, but let's fast forward to today.
Who's the company?
I do not want to tell you.
Why?
Because I get into trouble. He'll tell me.
No, you can't.
But he's speaking the facts. He's being factual.
So, anyway,
who is it, Spider?
Doesn't matter.
Then I rung back yesterday and again, do you want to be on hold for 2 or 3 hours or please press star and leave your number for us to call you back so I can leave a message about the message that I left them, then that message was about the message I left them the day before about them not calling me back. Why can you leave so many messages and no one ever, ever calls you back? Why surely they've got to have somebody there that is doing nothing to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that there are thousands and thousands of people trying to get through to Fox.
Exactly.
I mean, to
Foxtel. Foxtel. No. It's Foxtel.
No, it's...
Anyway.
You know what, though,
can they just give me a call, Fox, please?
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Well, you know I love waiting, right? I love it.
See?
Why don't we ring them up? You mow a lawn, I'll wait. Just so good.
So
and then when they answer, I'll bore them to tears.
See, I want you to just be a person that just waits.
Yeah.
Like hire.
Me too.
Hire a plan to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
You could totally do. Hire a couch potato. But Al Dobie, I don't know why you worry about this because I tell you why. So Foxtel obviously didn't get back to you. I tell you why you shouldn't be worried, Al. It's all of them.
Oh, yeah. It yeah, is don't honestly start me with a nab.
It's every single one. Okay,
yeah, we're out. Yeah, and all fire. The phones lit up and
they
then we
did. Yes. Someone called Renee. phoned up multiple times.
Yeah.
And hang on, here she is again. Now she's hung up on us a couple of times. Here we go.
You've called Flan, Ali and Spider. Your call is important to us. Please leave your name.
Oh, she's hung up again.
Oh, that's hilarious, Renee.
Oh,
can we ring her back? Do you have her number?
No, it's a private number.
No,
she's
ringing. No, that's so funny.
That is hilarious. Just not really keen on that whole.
Renee, if you're listening, ring back again.
Hello, Renee.
And it's just Flan pretending to be a voicemail.
Yeah, love you, Renee.
I do really want to know what you've got to say.
I know.
I was so...
Is this her again?
Here we go. You've called Flan, Ali and Spider. Thank you for your call.
Is this Renee?
I was hanging up. It's Renee.
Renee, your call is important to us.
Would you like to jump the queue?
Renee, that is so funny. What were you being for, darling?
I knew you got me a beauty. I was going to say the other little trick is just if they ask you to press a number like 4 or enter your PIN number or your code,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't enter anything and it'll go, please, you have not entered, we do not recognise, and then do it again and then they'll say, please hold the line, we'll put you through to an operator and the operator answers ASAP.
Okay.
But do not hang up and ring back, hang up, ring back, hang up, ring back.
Like I did.
Then you miss out on all that lovely waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, Flan, your waiting voice is...
very convincing.
Yes. Annoying.
Didn't.
What is that?
Sounds like the Pink Panther. Anyway, Renee, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Have a good one, darling. Thank you for your calls. Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
We're going to bring back
Hire a Spider.
Hire a Spider.
Yeah, as we always say, hire a spider. The motto is no job too big, no job too small. We don't leave no stone unturned. We get there on time, every time, guaranteed satisfaction. All of the above.
Love it.
Absolutely.
If you are out there and you need something done and you've got a sore neck, sore shoulder, sore leg, sore ankle, sore knee, or you just feel like you don't want to do it, give us a buzz and Spider will do it for you.
Absolutely. Yesterday we went out and we did a little bit of lawn mowing. We collected the barbecue we've already mentioned. And Ellie, you come out there as well. It was great.
Yes, it was great. And I was actually, I'm going to tip you in it. When I arrived, he was out the backyard and there was a little bit of trouble with getting the catcher off because Nerida's mower, I think it was actually her partner's father's mower. Like, it's an old mower.
School mower.
But it's a ripper.
It's a ripper.
It'll go forever.
I told Ellie, I said, please do not record this.
That's right.
And I said, I need the engine running because I'm swearing and I'm kicking and I'm carrying on.
Video's on our socials.
Yes. And actually, you know, he did such a great job. And anyway, we left him at it and Nerida and I were inside having a good old chin wag.
Yeah.
And she was saying some really beautiful things. And I said to her, oh, Dale, do you mind if I record this as a little surprise for Spider?
What would you like to say to him if you could say anything to Spider? What's it done for you just seeing him here today?
You've probably got a size 10 shoes or maybe greater. And I don't think I know of anyone that could fill those shoes, Spider. You're a lovely, sweet person. Cherie's very lucky to have you in her life and Boston. And I just love hearing you on the radio and all of the breakfast team have a huge big heart. And thank you so much to 92.5 Triple M Gold.
Honestly, she was so emotional.
Wasn't she?
Yeah, quite often.
A very different definition of luck.
Yeah, and she's had a poop of a year. You know, she's injured herself. She lost her beautiful dog, Lucy. All these things have happened, thing after thing after thing. And she said she was crying earlier, which is what made me ask, you know, to start recording her. And she said, you know, honestly, last Thursday when you rang and said, yes, we're going to come out and help you, she said, that's the most I've smiled in a very long time or something like that. It was the best day that she'd had. It's just such a lovely thing to do. People like her really deserve it. Oh, she's just a gem and she's one of those people that gets in and normally helps others. Mm. So she nearly cancelled him because she felt guilty. And here she can't even, she's got her arm in a sling.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, she's just a gem.
She was, but she did tell me where her dog was buried, so I was happy I didn't have to move it around.
Yeah, don't interfere with that.
But today's job, look, we've got Cindy on the line.
Yeah.
Cindy, good morning. You registered for Hire a Spider. What is your job? What do you require?
Good morning. Yes, we registered for my beautiful grandbaby. He's 5. His name is Mason. Mm. And it's his first year at school this year at St. Joseph's College. And he can be really quite shy, and he is 5, so it's hard. He likes to put on his Spider-Man suit, which brings greater confidence. Mm. And he's been fundraising for his school Colour Fun Run.
Oh. So, and how's he doing that? He's going door-to-door.
He's going door-to-door to houses, businesses, hitting up the family, and he's also been collecting bottles. So he has collected 558 bottles so far and have cashed in at Containers for Change, and his goal is to get up to 1,000.
So do you need help fundraising?
Yeah.
We would love some help fundraising. It's a really beautiful school. Mason lost his poppy recently. My husband, and he was a beautiful, beautiful man, a policeman that dedicated his life to the community. And so Mason, like, our school motto is having the courage to love, learn and serve. And so, you know, raising money for the school, which is such a good cause, is just a beautiful way.
Well, you know what we're going to do today? I'm going to go out with Mason just after school, after about 4 o'clock, and we're going to hit the streets.
Hang on, did you say Mason dresses as Spider-Man when he does this?
Yeah, he certainly does. And we're going to hit Sanctuary Cove, my little local there. Yeah, so hopefully we can raise a little bit of money walking around the shops in Sanctuary Cove, knocking on the people. We'll put it on their Facebook page. But if you are a business out there or a person out there that wants to donate, I'll come and pick it up during the day before I go and meet Mason at 4 o'clock this afternoon, ready to rock and roll.
You've got to dress as Spider-Man. Ooh. The two Spider-Men doing it together.
The big and little.
Yeah, can we get that?
Yeah, that's worth it.
Let's try and get a Spider-Man costume. That would be so adorable. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just kid size.
Yes.
Good on you, Cindy.
So I'm going to go dress. So I'm dressing as Spider-Man.
Oh,
what do you think, Cindy? Would he love that, Mason?
It would be the best thing ever. It would bring so much joy. Thank you. Sounds amazing.
Let's try and make this happen.
All right. Well, there we go. City. There'll be two Spider-Men walking around the streets collecting money. We'll get Mason. We'll get him some confidence as well. But if you are a business or a person out there that wants to donate, I'll come dressed as Spider-Man today to pick it up before we walk the streets of Sanctuary Cove tonight to collect him some money.
Amazing.
That's fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Well done, Cindy. Thank you for calling Hire a Spider.